What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show for Monday, April 17th, 2017. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside, I don't have a name for you, Andrea Renee.
That's
we gotta come
name.
Up. We gotta come up. Well, I know, but I like.
Oh, you mean like a subtitle?
Pride of Long Island, producer slash seducer, piece of shit, Kevin Coelho.
No,
I don't have anything.
No,
you son of a bitch, Kevin! The chat called it. We were late today and it was your fault.
Well, it was because the thing is broken.
The doorbell, kind of funny, is still broken. It still goes off nonstop.
It's gonna probably ring at least three times during this show.
I think so. Now it doesn't ring at all, I thought.
No, it's back to ringing again.
I like Big Red,
that's
Andrea
good.
Renee.
Yeah.
I don't think that's...
You don't like that?
Well, it's part of my gamer tag.
Yeah, I know. So. Yeah. Well, I was going to say that publicly. I don't want you getting... They're going to come find you now. They
it's okay. They've already found me.
Are you one of... On PSN, are you one of the... You can follow them?
Yes.
There you go.
I am verified.
Game's up. Jig's up. How you been?
You know, I'm good.
Yeah?
I had a nice weekend. It was very relaxing. I spent a lot of time on the couch getting my first 100% in a game.
Now, let's get into this.
Okay.
Because you said you were going for your first platinum.
Correct.
And then what happened? So what game are we playing?
So I was playing Horizon Zero Dawn. So far, game of the year for me. This game is phenomenal in pretty much every single way.
Uh-huh.
If you haven't played it yet, why are you waiting? And so the reason I haven't ever gone for platinums before, and I know you are like the platinum king, you have platinums in so many games, is because I like to play a variety of games, and
sure.
I'll usually just play like a few hours here, a few hours here, unless it's like I need to power through a game
right.
for like
get a
review
taste
or
of
something.
It.
And I just have never really been, you know, motivated to want to get a platinum because a lot of it's busy work.
Like, sure.
You know? Yeah,
do all these moves, do this thing. If it's like, you know, Dead Rising, kill 36,000 zombies. You're like, all right, well, this isn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I do it, but this isn't what I want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I just have never really bothered before because it doesn't make or break my gaming experience. And,
yeah.
But this game is, the world is so beautiful and it's so fully developed and realized that I wanted to spend more time in this game. And since I had completed the story quest and pretty much all of the side quests, I was like, what else can I do in this world? It's like, well, why not go for the platinum?
Let's go on the hunting grounds.
So I did. So I did everything I could possibly do in the game, but I never got my platinum trophy.
So how? Yeah, what happened?
Three of my trophies are glitched. Three.
Which ones?
So it's the Red Maw side quest.
It
says that I never completed it, but I did. I even went back to the hunting lodge and talked to the Sunhog again.
Sure.
I thought maybe it just didn't pop the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, still popped. Still wouldn't pop. The kill all types of combat machines trophy also didn't go. And then some people online were saying, well, if you only kill a certain type of corrupted machine, that doesn't count towards the trophy.
Okay.
So I made sure to go back and kill one of each type of combat machine.
Still didn't
go. And then one of the story missions, The World That Fell, that trophy.
And these are all known bugs?
I don't know if they're known.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that have had various trophy glitches with that game.
Yeah.
Some of them have been fixed. Clearly some of them have not.
I've
tried the trick where you upload your save to the cloud, you delete your local save, and you re-download it. Didn't work.
No.
So I'm kind
That's
of
my nightmare. You are living my nightmare of especially with Horizon. When I had my Horizon trophy spread over three PS4s. And I was like, if one of these fucking dies, it's over. You know what I mean? I don't want to go back and jump in there.
Yeah.
But that was always the thing, especially for me with the knocking down the wooden grazers or whatever.
Oh, the dummies,
I was doing it
before
there was a guide, and before I reached out to Gorilla and said, hey, fucking tell me where these are. I was doing it and I ran around and there was one I ran up to, I'm like, oh, it's still up, and then it fell down. I was like, what does that mean? Did I already knock it down? Is the game freaking out? Like, how's it going to work? God, I can't. That's the worst, is to get so close to a platinum, let alone your first. Like, you're actually going to...
I was, like, so excited about it. And then it just never happened for me. So I hope at some point they push a patch, or we're going to try installing it on another one of our consoles at home.
Because,
you know, when you play it on a new one, it pops all the trophies
again. Yeah, ping some stuff,
So I'm going to cross my fingers that maybe that will trigger it. But
terrible.
Yeah, but I don't regret it at all, because I think I wanted to talk to you about this, because the whole point of doing the platinums really is not just to get the trophy. It's because you have fun during the process of doing it. So I mean, I would not, like, I'm not like angry at the game for not giving
but it sucks
platinum.
All the same, right?
Of
like
course,
you're like,
of course.
I know you're not angry,
you
but
want
you want it.
It.
I know what that's like. That was for Dead Island Riptide. I was reviewing it for IGN.
I love that game.
Me too. The Dead Island games I love in general, And it was like Dead Island Riptide. I was running through and playing it, and I was like, I'm going to be the first to platinum this game. Like, I had it all down. I had it down to just the collectibles, or at least that was the last one I was thinking about doing.
Yeah.
And it was collect all the audio recordings. I bounced around to find them all, and then, like, I couldn't find this last fucking one. I couldn't figure out where, and there was no thing or whatever. So I called GameStop, and it was before release, but they had the guide. Yeah. So I drove down to Market, got the guide, came home, took a Sharpie marker, and went through crossing out every one. And I got, all right, this is the final one, and I got there, and it was misnumbered. It wasn't numbered the same way as the guide. And it was like, this is just fucked. It's just borked. This is the one I need, in quotes, but it's not the one it's supposed to be. Like, there was a glitch somewhere in the back end. And totally could never do it again.
Guides are so crucial to getting all of the achievements or trophies. My sister actually clued me in on one side quest that I missed because my completion said 99% and said I was missing one side quest and I couldn't figure out what it was. She's like, well, there's a secret quest that you can only find if you stumble upon this one section of the map, because there's a campfire there that's not on the map, but the campfire will appear once you run across it.
Sure.
And it's a really weird side quest. Have you?
I've flattened it out.
I'm talking about the acquired taste side quest. With the guy who likes to, like, drink the machine blood.
Oh, yeah.
It's creepy, but, like, you get to go kill one of every type of combat machine, which I needed to do.
And they were super diverse. I loved that. The side missions were, like, different. Yeah. You didn't know what you were going to get into.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, like, the characters are also unique, and they all have this great style, and they're all so different. I just love that game.
Yeah, I hear you. So, my trophies this weekend go like this. So I tweeted about this. Telltale still can't fix this shit, of course. Walking Dead, Season 3, Episode 3. Yeah. I started playing in the living room, and then it just kept, it, three times, just crashed out and blue screened on this one section. I was like, fuck it. So then I was in the bedroom, and I was like, you know, later on, I was like, okay, downloaded Guardians of the Galaxy, can't talk about it, but played Episode 1. Ooh. We'll talk about the game coming up here in a bit. And then I was like, well, I'm here, I'll get Episode 3 of Walking Dead. Played through it there, so I played through the two episodes for different franchise or whatever, and then I came out and looked at and sunk the trophies, and I'm level 29, 99%. I'm like, fuck, and it's like, I want to play Persona, but should I jump into some other the other games I have and pop out a few of those bronzes just to try? And I'm like, no, I need to play Persona, jump back into Persona, get to work.
Yeah, I'm going to try Persona this weekend, and I also need to start Zelda, because I was saving Zelda until after Mass Effect and after Horizon, and now that I'm done with those, I mean, I'm done with Mass Effect for now. I'm going to revisit and do more in Mass Effect once, you know, DLC comes out eventually, hopefully.
Of course. And same thing with Horizon.
Yeah.
When that DLC comes. Yeah, buddy.
I can't wait. Yeah. I hope they show something at E3, but maybe that's too soon?
I don't think it is necessarily, because I think it is like, it won't be like, I don't think a deep dive, but like, hey, let's keep the fire stoked.
Like a teaser or something?
Exactly. Aloy's next thing, and it's some new monster or whatever she's got to fight or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what you end up saying about Zelda, because you were being a hater there for a bit there. You were playing Horizon, you were playing Mass Effect, and you're like, there's no way Zelda's as good as people are saying it is.
I mean, I'm not saying Zelda isn't good. I'm just saying it's not the best game for me.
Okay.
And I think that that's a fair statement.
You've already played a bit of it?
Yeah, I've played a little bit of it, but I haven't, like, I mean, when I say a little bit, I mean, I'm talking like a couple hours. Like, that's it. So for a game of that scope, that's nothing. So
sure.
I could easily just say I haven't played it at all.
That's how I feel about Persona 5.
Yeah.
25 hours in, still couldn't tell you, like, anything about it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still learning new shit and doing all this different stuff.
And I don't usually play JRPGs, but everyone's talking about how great Persona 5 is, so I feel obligated to at least give it a go.
Give it a shot. Did you play 4 at all?
I never played a Persona
game. Wow, okay. It'll be interesting to see your take, because it definitely is, like, especially coming off of even Zelda or Horizon or whatever, to jump into Persona, it is that whole thing of, like, at every, like, it's open, right? But it isn't of, like, you know, like,
they should I do a palate cleanse?
It's going to be there definitely is a gear shift there of, like, oh, fuck. Because, like, you know, like, the whole thing of Persona is having these relationships and how do you spend your time after school? And, like, you know, it is that thing of, like, you start in your apartment or your room or whatever, and you're like, I'm going to go out. And the cat's like, whoa, we need to do this instead. You're like, wait, what the fuck? Let me do what I want to do. You know what I mean? Like, 25 hours in, it's still like, I'm going to make coffee. No, you should go to bed. Like, why don't you just put me to bed then? Why even have me come in here? This could have started in the room with me in bed on my phone.
Yeah.
But yeah, whatever. Persona 5, that'll be interesting too then. See what you think of that one. Because, like, Persona 5 is a commitment. You know what I mean? It's in the same way Persona 4 was of, like, Tyrant, he's always bullshit, be all grumpy about it. Like, I've been playing for 10 hours and I'm still in the tutorial. And it's like, well, yeah, that's kind of how these games are. You know what I mean? Of, like, going through and learning it and then them slowly getting really, really hard. But that's the thing. I understand exactly what you're saying in terms of jumping around. That's always the thing I love/hate about our jobs is the fact of, like, hey, every game that comes out you can have for free, but that means you rarely finish your games because it is, try this, do this, oh shit, I need to talk. And like, right now I'm staring down the barrel of the gun that is Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. And when that motherfucker gets here, I gotta stop playing Persona because the best game of all time is here. What do you got, Kev?
You want to play Snipper Clips together?
No.
Really?
I don't like
Snipper Clips. You're just done
with that? What? I mean, for like a Let's Play, or do you want to just play it?
I just want to play it. Because you got to play it with someone.
I mean, I'll Let's Play it with you, sure.
All right.
But we have to drink a beer and maybe eat a pizza.
Right now.
Twist his arm.
I've beaten every Switch game I've gotten, so I want to keep that going.
Did you beat Mr. Shifty?
I did.
What'd you think?
I really liked it.
Yeah?
It glitches out way more than like it should for...
Talk to me about the glitches you saw.
There's a lot of lag, like where just the whole thing slows down. It's like,
I saw dropping frames and stuff when we were playing.
Dropping frames.
Yeah.
And then just randomly it'll be like, this game crashed.
Oh, shit.
That happened to me several times. And it sucks because when you get back, you start at the beginning of the level. So it doesn't matter if you were like 75% done with the level and you're like, I know the end is close. Nope, gone. Gotta do that again.
Gotcha. That's maddening.
Yeah, but it makes you better, so.
But overall, you enjoyed
Silver
the experience
lining.
Still?
Oh, I enjoyed the shit out of it.
Because, I've played a handful of hours. Uh-huh. I like it. I'm excited for more of it until Mario Kart gets here and I have to kick Zyger's teeth in.
I've beaten it all the way, so I liked it a lot.
I'm impressed with you. I enjoy you, Kevin. I like
I'm
your
saying
Superman
if
shit.
I start playing Snipper Clips, I want to finish it.
Did you play Goner?
No. What's that?
The Raw Fury game on Switch?
We don't like Hamza, so we don't play his game.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. No, I didn't even know that was on Switch.
It's really good.
What's it called, Goner?
Actually, it might not be released yet. Maybe I'm talking out of turn.
Looking into it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Every tweet
it
Hamza
won a,
say send
it won,
him.
It won an IGF award for sound or music. Both?
Okay.
Maybe one or the other.
Sure.
I should look
it won
up.
An award.
It did. It won an award. It's an award-winning game, guys.
It's a major award. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. We come to you with all the nerdy news you need to know about before jumping in the chat to answer your questions, comments, and concerns. In between those two segments, I reach into the internet, grab a video game, toss it to you, and you get to win it. One of you, not everybody. Somebody in the Twitch chat, or subscribers, or the people on Patreon. There's a whole rigmarole to it I'll explain later. Remember, if you can't watch us live, this posts every day on youtube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe. Kev, what do you got for me? You're giving me the
No, swivel. No, when you threw the thing, I dodged it.
Oh,
and
nice.
I looked over and I was like, did you buy those pants like that, or did you rip
them? No. So I get my laundry is going out tomorrow. And so I got one pair of jeans that has a hole in them.
Yeah.
Because my other jeans are dirty. I miscalculated where I was like, oh, I remember packing two pairs of jeans for Vancouver. So the ones I'm wearing, I can jump in the wash and get those clean ones out. And it turns out, no, I had my cycles off. I'd already put the other ones in, so I put those in. And once they go in the little hamper, I'm not pulling them back out.
No, because then they're tainted.
Yeah, exactly. The other dirty clothes have touched them. They know now.
And then you pull it out and they smell no matter what.
Yeah, and I could be wearing the black jeans, but I feel like black jeans are too big. So I wear these ones. Now I'm a hip rocker.
So it means you need to go shopping.
I do. I hate shopping.
Buy some new pants.
I hate clothes
Why
shopping.
Do you hate clothes shopping?
But isn't clothes shopping for men like exponentially easier?
Yes, it is exponentially easier, but I still hate it.
I have a friend who I go with, and she just goes and like she acts like she's my mom. She just picks out a bunch of shit and she's like, try these things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't like
that. I mean, that's the thing of doing. Awesome. I do that with Jen as well. Like when we were at Dice, I needed. I want to say swim trunks, but I can't tell you why. Not because it's a story. I just don't remember why I would have need dice trunks. Anyways. Oh, maybe for
the
spa.
To the spa.
Yeah. And so we were there.
Also, you don't need swim trunks for the spa, for the record.
It turned out you didn't, because this was not a co-ed spa part of it. We had a couple's massage, but then as we went in, they took us to different locker rooms.
Most spas don't have co-ed water.
This was
features.
The first one I had ever, this is the first time I'd ever seen that. And yeah, there were a lot of dick and balls floating around out there. I was not prepared for that adequately. And then I feel like the outcast, because I'm the only one in. First off, all alone, and then I got fucking swim trunks on.
Don't let them
push their penises on me.
Yep, you don't gotta dick out. You don't have to.
Exactly, dicks in. That's what
just
I always say.
Just be more confident in your penis.
I'm confident in the penis. Like I would have. Actually, that's a lie and a half. But I mean, like, I would have done it if I knew those were the rules or that's what was happening. You know what I mean? This is the first time I'd ever been in a male-only spa. And then I was talking to Jen. I was like, "Oh man, so your spa must have been super hot." She's like, "I was the only girl over there." I was like, "God fucking damn it."
That's rare, because, I mean, I've only been in a spa maybe once or twice in my whole life where I was the only person in there. But
like old people. Just
These weren't old people. This was Vegas.
Vegas.
So, yeah,
I see.
People were happening, getting out there, renting a party and stuff. Yeah. But no, I hate clothes shopping. And then when we were in Vancouver, it was rainy the whole time, and I didn't have a coat. I just had my sweatshirts, my hoodie sweatshirts. And so we were like, she's like, you need to get a jacket. We're going to go to North Face. I was like, all right, cool. And then the one she tried to get me, I was like, all right, it's fine enough. It kind of reminds me of a sweatshirt I have at home, so I don't understand the point of this.
Yeah.
And then we went to check out, and the guy's like, it's $230. I was like, put it back? No, not at all.
Nope.
And then I went from like being like, I don't like this all that much, to being like, I'm fucking miserable, and I'm going to be like a pouty little bitch about it, and like all this stuff. And like we went up there, and Jen showed me coats, and I'm like, I don't understand the need for a jacket. And she took a deep breath, and she's like, I'm not mad. I've just never had to explain the purpose of a jacket to someone. And then I got a nice little North Face one, a windbreaker that I can put over my hoodies.
Good.
So I'm all set.
Is it one of the puffy quilted ones?
No, it's just a super basic windbreaker thing. Yeah.
Nice.
It's very basic. I'm a basic bitch.
What's the game that you were just saying? Goner, is that what you said?
Goner. But it's got two N's.
First story! Now, Kevin, we have a lot of things to go through. Star Wars Celebration was this weekend.
Hold on, the story doesn't want to pull up.
Star Wars Celebration was this weekend. I figure we're going to handle mainly Battlefront news here. Because we try to be game specific. Mark Hamill had a great tribute to Carrie Fisher. All these other things happened. Anthony Carboni interviewed people. He seemed like he was having a good time. He had a t-shirt cannon. Lando Calrissian kissed him on the forehead.
Do you see the shirt? The thing underneath you right now?
No.
It's on Twitch. The ad!
It's above me?
Jesus.
Hold on, you want me to open Twitch and look at it?
Yeah.
Andrew, we're gonna look at this together.
Okay, here we go.
Is this what
it's tomorrow's thing.
This is what Andy Cortez janky ass came up with on the fly that Tim Shaver's on the show tomorrow. World class developer, followed by a stream of Full Throttle. I hate you so much, Andy Cortez! I hate you!
Because he was Comic Sans?
Yeah, everything about that. Tim Shaver on the Kinda Funny Morning Show, April 18th. Jeez Louise. That's pretty funny looking. No, you're fine, Andy, whatever. I see it's week 3 on the job. You're like, I already started half-assing it. I clearly only respect Tim and Nick. Kevin, we're going to talk about Battlefront 2 stuff. Okay. Do you want to watch the trailer, or is that a no-go bad thing?
Because
I leave it up to you.
Let me see something.
You
Let's
stew
do it,
on
Kevin.
It.
Kevin!
I'm going to read the first story from GameSpot. Okay.
We watch the trailer there?
Oh, you want to watch the trailer there?
Yeah.
I mean, most people, I think, have seen it at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's a big deal. So that's a good point. All right. So you want to watch it this way?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine with me. You want to start with it?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'll watch it in.
Yeah, you have no choice.
Yep.
I've waited 30 years for this. I still remember my last orders.
Whoa!
Oh!
We weren't expecting special forces.
That's the point, Sergeant.
Impossible.
Commander, what do we do now?
We avenge our Emperor.
Now, Kevin, that's Darth Maul.
Certainly
he
is.
He has lots of midichlorians.
That's Yoda. He's got even more.
It's true. There better be a fucking Watto in this game, that's all I'm saying. This is Kylo Ren, of course.
Mm-hmm. Famous chef.
Famous chef Kylo Ren.
Yay!
Are you excited?
I think it looks cool. I mean, here's the thing. I like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Battlefront as a game being multiplayer only, this last iteration,
sure.
Is challenging if you don't practice a lot. and I didn't practice a lot. Gotcha. And so I just got wrecked every time I would play. Mm-hmm. And while it was really fun to, you know, be these crazy characters, like to play as Darth Vader and you know, all these other people, I just never really got into it because it's like Battlefield in the sense that you have to have like a crew and you have to play a lot to get good and really enjoy that game. And I just, it wasn't like, I don't know, it just wasn't blowing my skirt up.
Sure. It was a weird one for me where I like Star Wars fine. I'm just not Mr. Star Wars guys. Like everybody else I work with, are all fucking, ooh, use the Force. You know what I mean? Like, whatever.
That's how we walk around.
Wait, that's Star Trek. What you're doing there.
He knows.
Oh, he knows what he's doing. He knows when he says Kylo Ren what he's doing. But when it came out, I enjoyed it. And Kevin and I actually played on multiplayer for a while. And I did think it was a good multiplayer suite. My thought process on it was like, I really wish it would have had more content at launch. I am one of these rare people who doesn't even like multiplayer games for the most part that believes there is a place for, I'm making a $60 multiplayer game, go fuck yourself if you don't like that. You know what I mean? Like, I understand wanting a single player, I understand all this different stuff, but I feel like it could have been made where, all right, cool. Well, Amy's game is your single player Star Wars story focused thing. We're doing our own thing, blah, blah, blah. Granted, I'm happy that Walt Williams and Mitchie D have a job, that they're making this single-player game. Congratulations to them. I'm you know, friend of the show, Janina, the main character in this thing. Awesome for her, too. I just thought that they could have made a case for why a multiplayer Battlefront is all there's going to be, and you didn't have to do it.
I agree. I think that there's certainly a community out there for it. It was a very popular game. Clearly had some issues at launch that they fixed over multiple patches over many months. But, you know, I think that the community wants this game. The Star Wars fever is still going strong, despite that we're getting a movie now every year, which to me seems like oversaturation. But for the community, it's not enough, right? You want more.
That was the one thing I was thinking about watching, because you couldn't get away from Celebration this weekend.
Yeah.
On Twitter, it was all over the place. When the game was getting announced, I popped over to watch the Twitch stream for Mitch and for Janina. And it was that thing of like, this is, even though this isn't my community, this is a really cool event. Like, I'd love it if the, and don't everyone kill me immediately. I'd love it if there was a DC Comics event con that was like 3 days of just celebrating just this one one property, one universe kind of thing. So to see that, I thought was great. What gets me actually really excited for Battlefront is the fact that, yeah, there's a single player. Okay, cool. But more importantly, that you're the bad guy. Like, that's awesome. Like, what happens after Return of the Jedi for the Imperials and they go out and avenge the Emperor? I'm like, that seems really cool. Of course, I'm sure at the end she will have a change of heart and go to the light and do all this dumb fucking video game bullshit.
No, she's gonna stay Emperor.
You think so?
There's a really large, like, Empire fan base out there. Lots of people who, you know.
Yeah, but
like,
it's a story. It's one of your fucking, you know, princess stories here with your good guys and your bad guys. They never let the bad guy win.
The First Order.
Look at the Force Unleashed. I rest my case.
Well, that was different. Duh.
He became good. Twice, I believe. I'm sorry, what are you saying, though?
I was just saying, with the First Order existing, she could just become, like, this could lead to, like, starting the First Order, and they could stay bad. All I'm saying.
Only your timelines.
Only time will tell.
Yeah, well, spread over 30 years, right? That's what they said.
Yeah, they'll get there.
Fuck, yeah, you're right there. Probably gonna get there. She's Kylo Ren's mother. Proof. Done it.
I think Leia is Kylo Ren's mother. We already know that.
We do, yeah.
Like, as a fact.
Oh, you're told something and you believe it, huh?
Yeah.
Fake news. Think about it, will you? Wrap your head around what they're actually saying in these movies.
You woke up with a lot of energy today, huh?
It's a Monday. You know how it is. I start off, pow, right out of the gate. And then by Friday, I'm like, can we just fucking shoot me in the face? I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Tired as hell. Let's actually read some news about this game, though.
Let's
GameSpot,
do it.
Kaylee Plague, fan of the show, friend of the show. And that's not how you say your name, is it? Callie Plague, is that right? Kevin, I'm looking for you. She was one of your IGN new class people.
No, she came in after.
Callie, I think. Pretty sure.
I don't know what you're saying.
Callie, not Kaylee. Callie.
Are we doing the same story here?
Well, we haven't talked about anything. Star Wars Battlefront 2 release date was announced. Star Wars Battlefront 2 is what?
I think it's Callie.
Callie.
Yeah. I think that's what I've heard.
I like her a lot. I talk to her all the time. Oh, friend of the show. I think she should come on. I just can't say her name.
I don't know if I've ever actually talked to her.
Really?
Yeah.
She worked at IGN, now she works at GameSpot.
It certainly does. One of them traitors, huh?
Yeah. Can we say that? Can we say traitors anymore?
We didn't go to GameSpot.
We work with GameSpot quite a bit. Anyway, Star Wars Battlefront 2 is launching on PS4, PC, and Xbox One on November 17th. Then they jump into this stuff. We already talked about the trailer. Then I had another one here, didn't I? Yeah. No season pass, IGN's reporting. Over at IGN.com, Alex Osborne says, yeah, Star Wars Battlefront 2 won't have a season pass, offline local co-op exclusive to the console. Console Master Race.
Yeah.
Get out of here, PC, huh? How's your drivers? Hope your TurboTax went well.
Updated.
Alex says, Star Wars Battlefront 2 won't feature a season pass. Developer DICE has confirmed. Battlefront 2 creative director Burned? But no, it's one of those weird names. Dimer. Confirmed the absence of the season pass in the interview with Mashable. We don't want to segment our community, said with regard to the team, why they opted to forego the pass. Upon looking at this, blah, 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 blah. Season pass was not the best thing. Spoiler alert. Who didn't know that, right? That's a big problem there.
Raise your hand if you love season passes.
I like the promise of more content.
Yes.
I just don't like, you know.
I like DLC.
Yeah, DLC's fun.
For free.
With
free
regard DLC. To how content for Battlefront 2 will ultimately be delivered, EA released the following statement to Mashable to clarify the comments. While we're not ready to confirm any live service plans just yet, what we can say is that we heard the feedback from our Battlefront community loud and clear. We know they want more depth, more progression, and more content, so we're focused on delivering that in every dimension of Star Wars Battlefront 2. We'll have more to share about our plans soon. And they talked about it on the stream of, like, you're getting to customize your characters and build them out and grow with them rather than being cosmetic and stuff as it was before. Kev, how's that sit with you, a Battlefront player?
I'm excited. Really excited.
Good.
I'm super convinced.
Yeah. No, that's how Kevin sounds. Unless it's food related, then he gets really loud and excited.
Ooh, what's for lunch?
So I had seen online, and some people are talking about it in the chat, about the missing announcement that this game is coming to Switch. But did any of us actually think this was coming to Switch?
No, it's not. No, no. Yeah. We all got to get in the same boat. This is the spoiler alert. Right now, it's the Chastity episode of Game Over Greggy rolling out. Next week, it'll be the Lauren Lanny episode. We start topic one. He wanted to talk shit on the Switch. Lauren Lanny did, of course. Got a chip on his shoulder, if you ask me. But he's like talking about how, like, why would third parties bring AAA games? I'm like, they're not. That's not what the Switch is. The Switch is going to be AAA Nintendo games and small exclusive indies, or not exclusive, small indies that, whether it is an indie thing or it is PlayStation's publishing Cosmic Star Heroine and putting it, you know what I mean? Like, something to that effect of that size. That's what the Switch is going to be. No, you're not going to get Battlefront on Switch. No, the Switch can't handle that. It can't handle Mario Kart, though, which means it can handle Mario Golf, which means we need a Mario Golf.
I just want Super Mario Galaxy 3. Is that, like, so much to ask for?
What about Odyssey? Is Odyssey doing it for you? Really? I mean, granted, we don't know anything. It's just been a taste of it. It looked cool, though. It looks kind of like Mario 64 meets Galaxy. Oh, because of the people.
Yeah, because of the people.
Yeah, I mean that's a huge thing, right? Yeah.
In context. I remember thinking the people in Delfino Plaza looked weird.
And they do.
And they did. They did. That was a bad decision. Someone should have talked Miyamoto out of, but who can stop Miyamoto when he's on Mario time?
No one.
Next story comes from Deadline.com. Fate of the Furious smokes records. Woo! With 432.3 million overseas bow, 532.5 million worldwide.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
So it's interesting that this number is so gigantic. I mean, the big tag there being it beat Star Wars The Force Awakens and global numbers. Right. Domestically, it didn't come close to touching Star Wars domestic box office. But internationally, I mean, $500 million in a single weekend.
You got to believe it's The Rock, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think also, you know, you think about the international market and how a movie about action sequences translates with international audiences. You don't really need to read the subtitles to understand what's going on. You know, which is why you see, you know, these superhero movies also doing really well overseas.
And that's exactly, that's why Transformers does so well, right? Anything that is like a just giant things fighting, exploding, that's easy for everyone to wrap their head around and not have to read, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. So I did see this movie over the weekend as well.
And you loved it.
I thought it was good. I didn't think it was great.
Yeah.
I actually walked away a little bit disappointed. I think the bar that, you know, F7 put up there was almost impossible to reach.
Kevin, go ahead and turn on your camera because you're breaking Kevin's heart this entire time.
No, it's fine.
I'm a really big Fast and the Furious fan. I've seen them all multiple times. We even rewatched 7 on Friday night before we went on Saturday. Yeah. And I like the sequences in that movie are just so crazy. I mean, they're almost a little supernatural, so that's why it got like a little cheese ball in the
couple points. They became a superhero movie a while ago.
Right, I think some of the choreography and the fight sequences in F7 were fantastic, and I think what this franchise is getting too far away from is like the cars and the racing aspect. Mm. Now they're like these high-tech heist guys that know how to steal stuff. And while that was part... There's the doorbell.
Is it real?
I know. Now you never know. Is it a real thing or is it just someone ringing the doorbell?
I just wanted I would like to see more racing.
Really? You want to go back that
way? The franchise about racing.
I don't think it's ever going to happen.
I don't think so either because now they're making so much money. They're just figuring out crazier and crazier stunts to do. And, and I love a good popcorn action flick. It was a great movie. I would absolutely recommend you go see it if you've liked any of the Fast and the Furious movies. I just, it doesn't make top three for me.
Wow. Kevin, what was your, I still haven't seen it. Of course, I was going to go see it with the guys and then do the reacts with them. Then Steven Ogg came to town and was like, you want to go to dinner? I'm like, yeah, fuck you guys. And then I went to dinner with Steven Ogg.
You did do that.
And so now I won't see it until it's on a Virgin America plane and I watch it on the back of a seat.
I really liked it. I thought it was great. I thought it was amazing.
Turn on your camera. Is it in your top three?
Yeah. I mean, with these movies, I feel like the newest one just takes the slot and pushes the other ones down.
Never.
Kind of like an Uncharted
number five,
game.
Fast Five is the best one.
Fast Five.
Nah, Six was cooler.
No, I mean, Six was good.
But it's
Fast Five, Gal Gadot is on the team.
Chase sequence where they're pulling the vault.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Nothing tops that, man. It's one of the best car chase sequences in all of cinema.
When they are getting out of a building from the top floor and they're going, like, you know, shooting from building to building. That's amazing.
I mean, it's cool. I'm not saying it's not cool.
I say it tops, like, four cars, you know, stealing this vault and then switching. You know,
Joey Noel in the chat from the other room says, no way it's in the top three. That's a shot at you, Kevin.
Joey doesn't even know. She doesn't even
know.
She doesn't know.
You're saying Joey Noel doesn't know Fast.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
And Andrea's totally right.
Wow, that was awesome. Kevin swung the camera and there you are. Now you're on here giving your...
Fast Five is the best one. Andrea's right. And 8 doesn't make the top.
Yeah, so y'all crazy. They are all crazy.
What was the... God. Our friends who made the Mario Kart trailer mashup with...
Warp Zone.
Yeah, Warp Zone.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys watch that on the show last week?
What? No, but I heard it was really good.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, those guys are so talented, and they're all like the biggest sweethearts. If you guys don't watch Warp Zone stuff, please do. They are wonderful, wonderful people.
Kevin, who's the guy we like from Warp Zone?
Davis.
And who's the guy we hate from Warp Zone?
Wait, why do you hate any of them?
No, we don't really hate anybody. I'm just fucking around. Kevin, I'm gonna toss that in right between Kills It at the Box Office and the next story.
Okay.
If you can pull it up, you can toss it back. I just want everybody to go to the Warp Zone on YouTube, watch this. They took Mario Kart, mash it up with Fast and the Furious. It's fucking awesome.
The graphics that these guys pulled off, blending these things together is phenomenal.
That was the thing when Tim called me over to watch it. I was just like, oh man, I know these guys from VidCon, but don't watch their content all that often. So to watch this, like, oh my God, they are on a completely different level
than
I thought they were.
They have come a really long way since their early days, and I'm really happy for them. They're really hard workers. And they're, because we used to share offices at Defy Media when I was there. Yeah. They have like a closet full of the wackiest costumes.
All right, so go watch that one.
Yeah.
Now we're staying on this Fast and the Furious kick. When I talked to Tim the next day about the movie, and he was giving me his impressions, he says the one thing that was super upsetting was there was no post-credit scene.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
IGN has the story from the rap. IGN.com, Alex Gilyadava, says the Fate of the Furious, Vin Diesel reportedly removed an end credit scene featuring Dwayne Johnson. Vin Diesel reportedly removed an end credit scene in the Fate of the Furious featuring Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham. As reported by The Wrap, the scene was supposed to be a tag at the end of the film that would set up a spin-off movie with Hobbs, Johnson, and Deckard Shaw, Statham. The scene was allegedly filmed because producer Neil Moritz and Universal were so impressed by Johnson and Statham's chemistry throughout the making of The Fate of the Furious. Quote, they had early screenings where Johnson and Statham popped so much on screen together that they were looking at doing a spin-off, said one of the outlet sources. The producer, due to Diesel's and Johnson's real feud, is said to have removed the scene, said to have had the scene filmed without Diesel's permission. His sister, executive producer Samantha Vincent, notified Diesel of the tag, which reportedly enraged him so much that he immediately had it nixed. However, another source told The Wrap the scene was never supposed to make it in the theatrical cut, but instead will be included as a bonus content for the movie's home release on Blu-ray and DVD.
That makes sense.
The plot thickens.
What's his sister's name?
I don't know. I read it aloud.
I didn't realize that there was beef
Samantha
between...
Vincent.
Between Dwayne and Vin, I didn't know.
Oh, you haven't been following this?
No.
It's been bad. It's been real bad.
I mean, it makes sense because The Rock is so charismatic in like every single way.
Sure.
He's so great. And I'm sure Vin Diesel's feel insecure next to him.
What happened is it started on Instagram and social media where The Rock put up a post while they were filming Fast and the Furious. Mm-hmm. That was something to the effect of, here on the set of Furious 8, everything's great. I love, you know, the cast we're working with is so great. The females are fantastic. They're here doing all their stuff. But the males, I've never been with a bunch, another group of this. There's a candy ass in the group. And he's talking all the shit, and it turned out to be about Vin Diesel. It's like Tyrese got involved, which is like, just so you know, I'm not the candy ass, and blah, blah. And then Vin Diesel and him started like feuding publicly. And then they had a meeting behind closed doors that seemed to smooth everything over.
Yeah.
But that was just for looks. And then it turns on this press tour, they haven't been in the same section. They're never together. They're always at different like things on the ship.
What?
Keeps going.
Grow up.
But Vin Diesel has to understand that The Rock is The Rock. And he's going. He's going places. The Rock is never going to stop.
I mean, he's
Vin
got
Diesel,
Disney fame.
You can worry about Pacifier 2. The Rock is going places. Am I wrong, Kevin?
I don't know. Didn't Vin Diesel...
I don't even know if The Rock is going places. He's already there.
He is the place.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I understand Vin Diesel, but you gotta understand.
Isn't Vin Diesel why we have more Fast and the Furious movies?
Sure, but we don't need him anymore. That's the problem.
I don't...
It's similar to us hiring Andy.
I
gotta
don't
keep
know.
Andy at arm's length because I know he could replace me at any second.
I don't think we could have a Fast and the Furious movie that's successful without Vin Diesel. Because look at the ones in the franchise that don't have him. They're pretty much on the bottom.
Here we go.
Right?
Now you're stepping in.
Are you a Tokyo Drift fan?
Well, I mean...
His office is a huge Tokyo Drift fan.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Now that I know more about Han, I think I like Tokyo Drift better. But when it first came out, I didn't really like it that much.
Well,
I mean, I watched it, of course.
When they got the timeline involved,
but
that's when I was like, oh, now I'm interested.
Yeah.
Right. Now I need to know.
Going back and watching it after you see Han in the other films makes it much more redeeming.
Mm-hmm. He likes to eat, you know.
He does.
You are the Han of the group, Kevin. You are the Han of the group. Kevin, we need a palate cleanser. This is from The Rock's Instagram, one of the happiest places on Earth. Yesterday, The Rock dressed as Pikachu and chased his daughter around the house on Easter.
Oh!
And, I mean, come on.
Come look at on. That little dog.
Yeah, his little dog.
That's so cute.
Look, come on, Rock.
Also, where did he... That's got to be a custom Pikachu.
Oh, yeah, there's no way. There's no way that they were able to do that, like, in his size without it. You go get him, Rock. This is what I'm talking about. The Rock's the king of all media. He's awesome. Kevin, I won't have you bad-mouthing The Rock around me.
I wasn't. I was just saying Vin Diesel isn't trash.
I'm just saying...
Does he like to half-ass it at work? Maybe. Probably.
Don't we all?
No.
Oh, sorry.
I give 100%.
Literally all last week you played Switch during the shows.
I don't have any Switch games to play right now.
I wasn't saying you should be playing this.
Guess
this is a knock.
100%. I got a little left over to play games, okay? That's how my 100% works.
Go on to Kotaku.com. Brian Ashcraft has a little funny one. You can fight the Square Enix CEO in Nier Automata's DLC.
Fine.
Finally, take out all your aggressions about Final Fantasy XV and all this different thing. And not only does Nier Automata's upcoming DLC let you battle Square Enix exec, I'm not going to try to say the name, but also Platinum Games, Honcho, Kenshu Sandra, the downloadable content dubbed a whole bunch of letters and numbers comes with three different costumes as well as arena battles with rewards to the winners. So it's just like that. Fun stuff. You can scroll down there, see some of the costumes they're putting her in this time. A lot of butt cheeks. But not there's the butt cheeks. Did you play Nier Automata?
I have not played it yet, no.
It's the other one of like when I go to start Persona and I see it, I use folders or whatever, and I see it right there, I'm like, fuck, I need to play Nier too. There's so much stuff piling up, but I can't. I gotta commit to this Persona or I'll never beat it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can't give it an inch.
Yep.
It'll take a mile, Kevin.
Yep.
Look how many faces you have to fight.
Yeah, that's cute. That's cool. Everybody loves Nier. I want to play it real bad.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
Gotta sort my life out. Jump back to IGN.com real quick. We're wrapping up here the news. Jonathan Dornbush, the boy wonder of news, says Telltale's Guardians of the Galaxy is not an origin story. Guardians of the Galaxy, the Telltale series, is releasing within weeks of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 coming to theaters. But both Marvel Games and Telltale are aiming to tell an unconnected original story with Star-Lord and the gang. One of the cool things is we don't want to tell an origin story again. Try to retell what the 2014 Guardians movie did. But we did want to tell the history of these characters. We found some really interesting things the more we played and looked at their history, one of the Telltale guys says, noting they found some potentially surprising elements to incorporate as the studio delves deeper into all these people's pasts. In finding a story to tell that didn't retread the familiar early days of the team, Marvel and Telltale had to had both had interest in the same type of... Is it... what? So tell me more... Just get to the point, Dornbush. So it's not... It's a retelling. It's not a retelling. It's this new thing. But is it in the movie universe? I don't think it is based on what I played in the first episode.
I'm sure they have restrictions on what they can and cannot put inside the games, right? So I always love that Telltale does a great job adapting some of these really popular IPs in their narrative work.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, to see what they do. I really liked what they did with Tales from the Borderlands. That I thought that story and that story that they told was really great.
Super unappreciated game.
Yeah.
It was. I remember when they announced it, and I was like, I love Borderlands for shooting and grinding and RPGing. I don't want, this seems stupid. And then when I sat down and played it, and I was like, holy shit, this is like legitimately funny, and it doesn't need the Borderlands universe. That just helps, you know, ground it in where it is, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Not MCU canon. Thank you so much.
So can Somebody's you talk doing, about yeah. what you've seen? Or can
no,
you talk
embargoed,
about it
I think, until tonight. Let's double check.
Okay. Well, bummer.
Well,
shut
aren't
up, Andy.
You a good,
you only played it because
lucky
of me.
Person.
Yeah, well,
let's see. Hold on. Embargo for this is Monday, April 17th.
It's out tomorrow.
It's today.
Yeah,
we are embargoed till Pacific time, 9 p.m. So no, can't talk about it. Now. Tomorrow I can talk about it.
You play it?
I did.
I literally just asked him that.
Kevin's trying to get me. Kevin's trying to see if I'm paying attention. I like it. I like where his head's at. We'll be able to talk about it tomorrow, though, and see what's up with that.
Should we look at tips?
I was gonna. I think we have one more news story, and then we're done, right?
Whatever. Do what you want.
All right. You don't be like that, Kev.
I'm mad about the bell.
It's not you.
The bell? Oh, the doorbell being broken? And then the final thing comes from BBC.com. United Airlines changes policy after horrific passenger ordeal. Of course,
Thank you.
We covered this all week, of course, but here's the final thing. United Airlines is changing its policy on giving last-minute seats, or staff last-minute seats, on full flights after a man was dragged screaming from an overbooked plane. What a fucking opener. The airline said that in the future, crew members would be allocated seats at least an hour before departure. Oh, what a smart policy to implement.
So you can still get bumped from your seat for a crew member, but
yeah.
not
after you've gotten on the fucking seat.
Exactly.
It comes after a passenger, Dr. David Dow, lost two front teeth, I didn't know that, and suffered a broken nose while he was forcibly removed from a flight on Sunday.
Oh, his front teeth too?
Yeah.
They got implants, he's gonna be rich, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of evidence, it's gonna be gross, that case in court.
I doubt it'll ever get to court.
You think they'll just settle?
Yeah. If I'm United, I'm like, let's get all of this behind us as quickly as possible.
That's true.
Here you go, sir.
Never. Here's your money. Maybe. Goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You want to give away the game first, Kev, then get any tips?
Whatever you want, dude.
I'm asking you. It's your day.
No. Yeah, give away the game.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, the Kinda Funny Morning Show comes to you each and every day with the nerdy news you need to know about at 11 a.m. here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. We eventually jump into the chat to answer your questions, comments, concerns, read tips, and do subs and all that jazz. But in between those two segments, I reach in, grab a video game, toss it to one of you. How do you win the game? It's simple. Be in the chat like you are right now if you're watching on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. Or there are three ways to amplify, or just do it if you never want to be here. If you don't want to be here and you're watching on youtube.com/kindafunny, or a podcast service of your choice, thank you. You can subscribe to us on Twitch and not have to be here. You can do that through Amazon Prime, now that Twitch Prime's there. Remember, Amazon takes all your money. Don't you want to take some of theirs and give it to us?
Why do you keep saying that?
Because it's a way to get them motivated to do it. You've seen the stats, it's working. People hate paying for things. So now they get a way to gouge it back. It's very much like the Goonies. Well, this was my wish, and I'm taking it back. Goonies. Remember Goonies?
Of course I remember
really
the Goonies.
Good, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Exactly. So take your money back from Amazon. Rip it away from them. Teach them a lesson, and then do it every 30 days because you have to keep doing it. So if you subscribe to us on Twitch, you don't have to be here for the giveaways. You get the Kinda Funny logo next to your name. Cool emotes. Private chat time with us. You get to play multiplayer games with us like I'm doing April 28th when I beat the living fuck out of Zyger in Mario Kart and the rest of you fucking pussies who want to keep talking shit on Twitter. Thank you, Kevin. You get the show ad-free unless we bake them in, which we're not doing today. You're right, you double-check that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Looks like we're not doing it.
Just making sure. And then two other ways to win are to go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, where you can support us at the $2 level, get entered to win anything we ever give away, never have to be here. Plus, you get the bonus episodes for free. Today, we're giving away one of my favorite games, Valkyria Chronicles on PS4. It's going.
Yeah, it's funny because do you like this game?
Valkyria Chronicles?
Yeah.
I love Valkyria Chronicles.
Oh, my bad. I thought this was the other one. The one where you put the shirt on that was too small?
I mean, I do that a lot.
Someone sent you a shirt.
It's a lot of people.
It's like favorite game.
Oh, Tales?
Yeah.
Like Tales from Exilia?
Yeah.
Dorks. Anyways, we're giving away somebody in the Twitch chat. Random number generator has chosen the LHZ. Or maybe Tell HZ. I don't know. You have one of those names that's just like, it means something to you, but not anything to me. So it's just hard to read them. You know these Twitch names?
Yeah. People do it? Yeah, there's just a bunch of letters. Yeah. It's not like words. Yeah.
Well, anyways, you won. And now you have a game.
Congratulations. Happy Monday.
It's in your back end. You get a little message there. Let's see what the tips are saying. Then we'll jump into the questions, comments, and concerns. Here we go. John RPG gave us a tip. It's below the $5 level to get read on the air. Remember, this is something you guys picked because we were reading too many levels, or too many tips. So there you go. Glow Gantum, Gantum, Gantnan, Galg, Ants, N.
Nailed it.
Serious bongo question. Can I suggest St. Jude Hospital, a children's cancer research center, for a possible charity for the next bongo experience? Also, check out my channel at youtube.com/C/GLOGANTN. Thought maybe you'd make it a better name there. But again, it means something to you. Hopefully it'll mean something to the world one day. Kevin, you only will get bongoed for charity. I feel like we do Extra Life every year. It's just start building up then.
Yep.
How about you set right now what kids have to hit for the Extra Life milestone?
No, I like setting it when it's there because it's okay. Always like, last time we got there and it was like, all right, it's, what, it was like 50,000?
Something like that. Yeah. Well, we ended at 58,000, I think.
No, I think we, did we?
I don't know. I forget.
I can't recall.
Extra Life feels like it was 20 years ago.
I feel like maybe Joey knows the answer to that.
If she doesn't, she's fired.
No, don't fire Joey.
Yeah, she ain't coming. No. She doesn't want to. She's looking it up. She's looking it up on the internet.
You think so?
Charles to the gave a tip and said, just giving a happy belated birthday shout out to my boy Andy A, wishing him the best of luck on his quest for that Persona Platinum. Godspeed. Persona 4. Here we go.
What do you need?
How much did we make on Extra Life last year?
I think it was like
80. Wow.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. Okay. That's what I thought.
That's really impressive.
Good job, Joey. You get to keep your job today.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Did you miss a tip?
I said, John, RPG is tip too low.
Huh? Oh, I see.
Yeah. And then Charles to the oh, yeah, Persona Platinum. Persona 4 Platinum, way too hard for me. Persona 5 Platinum, I'm not even worrying about. Somehow Goldfarb got it in Japanese and English. I saw him post that, yeah. He's a crazy human being. I just can't imagine.
He loves Persona on another level.
I know, it's true. He's a weirdo.
I mean, he's a nice kid.
They're always the nice ones. They're always the nice ones still. They're wearing the squirrel as a fucking hat.
Gross.
Honey gave us a tip and said, hi guys, my girlfriend and I have launched our own inappropriately appropriate clothing brand, Honey. We would love it if you could spread the word like a venereal disease. Jesus. So it's, are you looking at it right here?
Yeah.
It's honey.co.uk, but it's UH-huh, so H-U-H,
oh, look, it's got
honey.
A little honey pot. Wait, what is that? What's the graphic?
Oh my god, this is very sexual.
It's a peach and it just says eat.
But you know, like,
but
that.
But it looks like a butt.
With the kids, the peach emoji, of course, is the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. We did a whole topic on this, remember?
Nah, I kind of spaced things out.
Bon Appetit, Mon Cherry. I'm getting like, this does feel like it's, yeah. Try My Taco. These definitely.
It's so subtle.
Pass the sauce. Wet. Oh, these are, yeah, he's taking all the emojis that we use for sexual stuff.
Try My Taco. Yeah. What?
Well, good for you. Starting a brand of weird.
I think these are cute. Sexual stuff. Think the white tee, though.
Not, I can't do it.
I mean, I like white, but it's too much white. It looks like a Hanes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I want some colors in there.
It looks like an undershirt. Also, where's the ladies' tee? Honey? Where are you representing for the female body types out there?
I thought it was supposed to be better in the UK.
You guys, they're unisex.
I thought it was supposed to be better.
There's no such thing as a unisex shirt. All right?
He's treating,
for the record.
He's treating all genders the same. How can you be upset at him?
B- Because
it's 2017, we can be upset about everything.
Female bodies have boobs and waists and hips.
Yeah, they do.
So do some male bodies.
That's true.
Kevin, our shame. Our shame. Mr. Yasman300, you have a tip and said, Greg, what will you do if The Rock is a Kind of Funny fan and he wants to bongo Kevin like a Cherokee drum? Also, Greg, did you introduce Chad to Andrea? We haven't done that yet. The Rock is confirmed a Kind of Funny fan. Remember, he tweeted out the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he watched the show and appreciated the show.
Why would he tweet it out if he didn't like it?
Yeah, exactly.
He wouldn't.
And then, this is a great point. We haven't introduced you. Have you met Chad yet, right? You don't know Chad? This is Chad.
Oh, I've seen you. I've seen him on the stream before.
So the thing is,
we've never met.
Anybody who's on the show has to put on Chad and give us their Chad voice. There is no right or wrong answer. This is like a Rorschach test.
I don't do voices, though.
So then he's your voice.
Hey, guys. I'm Chad. I'm red, because red is the best color.
Man, that's the most, like, well-spoken Chad's ever been.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Are people just like, blah,
yeah,
Chad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Steven, blah, blah. When Steven was on Friday, he just did, like, mouth noises. And they just handed it back.
So good.
Chad is just, you know.
It's kind of warm. It's nice.
Yeah, oh, no, Chad's awesome. Yeah. ThinkGeek. They didn't pay us to say it. They just sent it to us. And then he became a giant thing. And now everybody loves Chad more than they love us.
So is Chad just hanging out now for the rest of the show? What's going on?
Yeah, you can dump on the desk. You can do whatever you want to. You can do whatever you want here anytime. You want to go knock all those Ninja Turtles down?
Do it.
Be my guest. You live your life, Andrea.
But I love Ninja Turtles, Greg.
Thank you, Chad. Audio Tech HFX gave us a tip. It was below the $5 mark. Thank you so much. Loose Cannon EJ gave a tip and said, Hey, Greg, I'm currently a college student and I'm struggling with being motivated and focused on school. What did you do during your time in school to get yourself to study and do work? Stay awesome. That's a good question. For me, it was that I finally had an end goal. I hated high school. Grade school was whatever, but I hated high school because I felt like I was just wasting time. So when I got to Mizzou and knew I was going for a journalism degree, I felt like I was actually building something. So I understood why I was taking these classes and why I wanted to do well in them and what I needed to do. So it was the thinking about my future, and not in the corny sense, but like literally like in 4 years, I'm going to be fucking out on my own. I got to know something, be able to do any of this shit. That was what kept me motivated. And then I just drank a lot too. So I was always like at the finish line of like, if I finish this, I can go get wasted.
You never did like middle school or high school newspaper?
I did, yeah. But like those were like tacked on things that nobody really cared about, right? Like I didn't feel like they were preparing me for what I wanted to do.
I thought it was great preparation. I loved doing that when I was in
I loved doing it, but it was like, you know, for grade school, junior high, they discontinued the paper 1 year. And so I started my own paper and then almost got thrown out of school for it because it was like, I was just making a paper and putting it out. And so kids were like, we hate uniforms and church is dumb. And it was like, well, nobody wants it. There was one where it was
parents
like,
are like, what is this? What is this?
There was just a rant about this like fight had happened that was not, that was totally biased of just like, this guy got his ass kicked. And we're all like, well, the guy who kicked that guy's ass, you know, the guy who got his ass kick had it coming.
Yeah.
We're like, well, I don't know if you should be publishing that. Charging 10 cents on it. And then high school is the same way where it was like my sophomore year, I was the editor-in-chief or whatever of the student newspaper that came out bi-monthly. And like that was newspaper class or whatever. And then the next year, I took over the weekly paper that somebody else had just started as well. It was just like, they were fun and they gave me a lot of experience. Looked great on my resume or whatever, I guess your applications to college.
Yeah.
But nobody was taking it as seriously as I was. Which is like, you know what I mean? And I'm one of those guys.
They never do.
I'm one of those guys who like takes, rather than at the time try to figure it out, I took it all on myself. So like the way the weekly paper worked was that every Wednesday was Wednesday was the day you turned in, maybe it was Thursday, whatever. One of the days you turned in the your writing, and kids would just give me loose leaf that they wrote these little articles on. And then I'd go home and sit there and write them all into the paper and organize them and do whatever, and then go and turn it into the printer and then pick them up and drop them. I was like, it sucked, and I hate all those kids. They did not take it as seriously as I did. Made me very upset, Kevin.
I would have taken it seriously with
you. Well, look where you are now.
And I'll look at all of them, dead. In that school that mysteriously burnt down with them inside. I was the only survivor. Weird.
Oh, hey, for that last tip, the Audio Tech HFX.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of work, so. Well, answering it.
Well, he re-tipped at the $5 level, so we're coming up. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Adrian A. gave us a nice one and said, funny/cringeworthy Fast 8 related news. Did a Lambo driving experience on Friday. Was awesome. Same day, some guy ruined his life by crashing the Lambo into a Ferrari. Sent a picture to you on your KF email.
There it is. See it?
Yeah.
So there are the Lambos.
So this is Adrian doing it.
And then this is after someone else crashed the Ferrari into a Lambo. Ow.
This is why professionals do these things. That's a really expensive.
I'd love to know how that works out, of like what the insurance was and who has to pay for that. Jeez. Mr. Penguin Von Penguin gave a tip and said, "Love you guys. We need Andrea and Joey Noel to give their Chad voices. Also, I'm campaigning to be the official Penguin of Kind of Funny. A vote for me is a vote for me." I think you can just take that title, Penguin Von Penguin. I don't need to. And then, yeah, Joey, you need to come give a Chad voice.
Make it a good one, though.
Don't fuck this up, Joey, or you're fired.
You gotta stop saying that.
It's true, though. We can fire people.
Yeah, but it's intimidating.
I don't think you guys can. I think only Nick can.
She doesn't either. She just did a voice.
Yeah, I just made a voice. I made sexy Chad.
Well, then he stole that.
That's all right. You got this, girl. I believe in you.
Thank you.
Come a little closer.
You could do it.
Come in the middle, yeah.
By the way.
Huh?
Who was this? Who do I have to yell at?
Oh, Penguin Von Penguin.
I was so nice to him.
Not anymore.
Can I just have like a mute Chad?
Sure.
No, that doesn't count.
No, I know what I want.
You should have the drunk Chad.
She's stealing Chad. She's running away.
No, she's going to use Kev's cam. Kev cam.
Oh, wait. Watch out. The green on the green.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a flip.
We're aware. What
are you aware? We're aware. Fuck you, Kevin. All right. Like, lose the attitude.
Angry because she's always mean to me.
I can't hear you.
I heard it.
Always mean to
I mean, but we can hear because she's in the room.
We were warned last week.
I think she means you're being mean to Chad. She was in character.
No.
Oh, no? That was you're mean to Joey?
No. I mean, Kevin's mean to everyone.
It's true.
Including Chad.
Thank you, Joey. Audio Tech HFX says, "I do audio at CTV News in Canada. Kevin, would you consider using IFBs for the boys? It would cut out headphones along with allowing you to monitor levels when you're all outside and hear program." And you said, "No, that's too much work."
Yeah, that seems like a lot of work.
I feel like that's too professional.
Yeah, exactly.
We're a garbage truck on fire.
Way too professional.
When we're outside doing the fucking barbecue, are you expecting it to sound good and be cool? Nah, it's just us being dumb.
But I mean, eventually when we get like a proper warehouse studio and I'm in control room in some other room and I've got a button that I press and I'm like, stop touching the table, you guys will have little things in your ears that like is me.
I have bees. Yep. That's when you know you've made it.
Here's my question for you,
Kev. You have bees?
Yes, bees.
We have bees! Kev, here's my question. You said you'll be in the control room.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have hired somebody else at that point? You just have a whole team of underlings that are doing
But I'm still sitting next to him.
Yeah,
like,
but command is always in the control room, making sure the underlings are doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like where your head's at. Average Josh gave a tip and said, what?
Let me interrupt.
We got breaking news?
Yeah, Mr. Amazon. 13-page waiver form, personal car insurance covers some guys fucked. has to pay to fix both cars plus $9,000 per day the business is down.
Oh my god.
Basically, he'll be filing for bankruptcy. So, whoa, that sucks.
Jesus. Mr. Amazon, was the guy an Amazon employee? Was he fucking around? Was it just an accident?
There's more information in the email.
Okay. Should I read the email then?
I mean, I was just going to read it.
Okay. You do that. You get the information in your head and then I'll do this, right? Average Josh. Greg, I want to apologize in advance for kicking your ass in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Publicly and with all the world watching live, please accept this tip as a consolation prize. I love you. I'm going to fucking kill you, Average Josh. All comers on Friday, April 28th, are getting their asses fucking beat.
Yeah, they are.
And you're on the list now, too. It's you, Zyger, and then that kid who cut the wrestling promo. I gotta find that tweet.
I feel like I need to like practice up now so I can beat you.
We should come by. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't beat me.
Do you want to be on that list too?
I mean, why not?
Oh shit! She's calling.
Anybody
you out.
Can. I mean, Miyamoto himself can come. They're all gonna fucking get their teeth pumped down their throat.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Mainly
How
Zyger.
Much practice are you gonna get ahead of time?
I don't know. I keep checking my email furiously, hoping Nintendo fucking does this. If I fly to Montreal on Thursday and I don't have this game, now the one, sure, true, but the one takeaway is also. You can play the game right now. You can play the Wii U version of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be the same.
Well, I mean...
Slightly different controls.
Slightly. Like, it's not... This isn't like Smash where you're using a different controller or something.
That's fair, I guess.
Another update.
That means I would have to, like, plug in my Wii U.
I know, me too. I was jonesing for it. I saw it over there, and I was like, no, I can't do it. Can't fucking do it.
You really should. I want you to be finely tuned.
You understand how good I am already at Mario Kart, though. Imagine now a Switch. I have 12 hours on a plane.
I mean, that is why you're still the... No, wait.
I didn't lose it in cards.
Wait, so are you going to play with the Pro Controller or the Joy-Con?
Oh, I'm playing with the Joy-Con. I mean, I'm gonna play like this when I'm on planes and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I don't know. We're going to feel it out. We're going to see how I do. Because I am Mr. Mario Kart. And I will see how it feels to play like this and then have the controller and then do I put it up on the thing. We'll figure it out. We're going to figure it out.
Last update.
Yeah.
Not an Amazon employee. It was a Groupon deal. They tour around the country.
Oh, no.
$99 for 3 laps.
God damn.
Sucks.
No way, man. That's why would you pay that? That's crazy.
Well, I mean, like, God, now, like, he probably didn't even know or think, like, oh, yeah, if something happens, these aren't insured or it's my insurance. Yeah.
Why wouldn't there be, like, waivers or something you have to sign?
No,
or
I think
buy, like, the insurance?
There
in
were.
Case?
It made it sound like there were waivers you had
but they're
to
still
sign.
Not going to cover everything. Yeah.
I want somebody in your community to do like a fan art of you as Mr. Mario Kart, like in Mario style.
Do it, everybody.
Are there any talented artists out there that could make this happen?
There are a lot.
Well, let's see it happen. Tweet it at me and Andrew.
Yeah.
John RPG came back, didn't know about the $5 limit, bumped his number up. Did you guys see the side-by-side comparison of the Force Awakens trailer with the Last Jedi trailer? It's pretty fucking cool. I had seen that. Kevin, have you seen that as Mr. Star Wars?
Sorry. Yes, I was just watching it.
Yeah, we can't put them up because then we get the copyright strike from Disney or whatever. But like, no, we did see that. That's super cool. If you haven't seen it, you can go out there. I think it's cool. Some people think it's lame because obviously it's just the same.
Because it's the internet. Somebody's always got to think it's
lame.
Exactly.
Something's always suck. What do you got for me now, Kev?
It's a text I got from Tim.
What's Tim say?
It's a draft of this kind of funny life poster.
Oh, okay. I thought
you've seen it.
No.
We can look at it afterwards.
I'm going to show you guys now.
Now we'll show our excitement.
Okay. We'll
get people excited for Kinda Funny Live, of course. June 3rd, kindoffunny.com/KFL3. Don't say anything about this poster.
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
What?
God. I love that that's happening. I love that that's happening.
It's pretty awesome.
That's fucking... the date's wrong, but yeah, it's cool.
It sure is.
Make sure you give that feedback. Mario Not Bros. Hello. Been thinking about some deep stuff lately. Like, is Chad the only Chad? Does he have brothers who are also in Mario 1 and Mario 2? Does Chad have a butthole? And how can Nick molest it?
Chad has a brother. He's the blue one. His name is Chet. And that's it.
What about the butthole? I definitely do not have a butthole.
He doesn't have a butthole. Okay. I don't know if you know this, but plants, they don't make any waste.
Okay.
Photosynthesis, y'all.
Pimpin' Penguin 96. Hey, everyone. I would like to take on Mr. Penguin Von Penguin as the official penguin of Kind of Funny.
Yes! I love
Fuck.
That!
Tacky the Penguin. Mr. Penguin Von Penguin already has the title of Mr. How many titles does this penguin need? Vote Tacky 2017. We have too many penguins in the chat.
So many penguins.
Fuck. We'll have to figure this out. And then last tip comes from Last Geek Plays. I took the day off work to play Mario Kart with Dr. Greggy Miller. I haven't played since the Nintendo 64 Entertainment System. You'll let me win, though, right? Right? No. There will be no mercy.
Definitely not.
Much like the kid who was like, I just had a death in the family. I'm excited to play Mario Kart with you. I apologize for the death of family, and then I threaten to kill him in Mario Kart. Like, that's how serious I take this.
Yeah.
We've called tips. No more tips. We're going to jump into the chat for the patented Moriarty 3-3.
Let's do it.
Man, now the penguins are all just screaming at each other in chat.
Well, what's for lunch? For reals, guys.
What, you want to do lunch before you go?
Sure.
What do you want to do?
Oh, my gosh. You're putting it up to me?
There's a coffee shop down there you can walk to. There, we can order Beeps, the burger place. There's like...
I know, I just had a burger at the barbecue.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
That was like last week.
I know, but I eat burgers like once a month. You know, you gotta watch the...
Can we count this as the start of the month? That was the end of the month.
we go to Outback sometimes.
Do you eat the Bloomin' Onions?
Kevin gets them on a steak sometimes.
No, are you sure?
There is an Olive Garden in the mall right over there.
There is an Olive Garden over in the
mall.
Soup
and salad for lunch, yo!
I only go to Olive Garden when they have the all-you-can-eat pasta.
Why is that the only time you go?
I think we can both, you know, figure that one out.
I don't know, do I have to decide right now?
No, we can figure that out afterwards.
Okay, give me your suggestions in the chat. Where should we go?
A lot of people
lunch?
Are shouting out Wing Wings, which... I would 1,000% do. Wing Wing's not open for lunch. Wing Wing's not open Mondays or Tuesdays.
Well, there you go.
It's a lot of problems with it.
Can you call them up and be like, hey?
I could, but I won't. I'm not going to burn that right now. You know what I mean? I'm going to burn that connection because we want to wake Christian up, send him over there.
Oh, Dragon Mage Drake asked what I thought of Andromeda. And if you wait, later this week, there's a section of the Gamecast about it.
Hell yeah. But you liked it.
I did. I mean, there was a lot wrong with it.
Sure.
But I liked it.
Games don't have to be perfect. You can just enjoy them.
It's true.
Mr. Yasman 300 says Greg Andrea should be the official voice of Chad.
Brevity asks, what is the pendant on Andrea's necklace? So you can, I don't know if you can see it with the close-up cam. It is a
controller.
It is a PS4 controller.
Aww.
So I got them as a set. This one is gold, and I have a silver one as well. They came as a set from PSX in the PlayStation store, in the merch store at PSX. So that's what it is. This says player one, and the other necklace says player two. So you could, like, you know, like your best friend, how you would each have a necklace, you could do that with another person.
Oh, there you go.
But I just kept both of mine.
Smart. Okay, cool.
so I can change them out with different outfits.
Taylor CF says, Greg, what game do you think is the hardest platinum? Last of Us is pretty hard. I still put Persona 4 up there. That hardcore Rosette fan trophy sucks. But there's a couple, I'm trying to think of all the ones that are like the 0.01% people that they get emails for. So many are just like, I would never do that. The ones you got to play, like these RPGs, you got to play, like 60-hour RPGs, you got to play three times or whatever. Most Tales games.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
Too complicated for me.
Okay, hold on now.
Yeah?
John Frankel says, holy shit, I just noticed her shirt. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, so it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's the Big Daddy and Little Sister. It's a cool,
BioShock,
cool shirt.
BioShock.
Yeah, BioShock.
Yeah.
I can't remember the original piece of art this is modeled after, I'm on the spot.
It's from that movie. My Neighbor Something. Right?
Someone in the chat must know.
I think it looks like the Morton Salt people.
No, that's dumb.
Okay, my apologies, everybody.
My Neighbor Totoro. Yeah, we're going to the bus stop.
Yeah.
Pat Cause says, Greg, ever been to the Portillo's in Schaumburg, Illinois?
Totoro.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I have.
My Neighbor Totoro. Called it. You'll suck.
Whoa. Whoa, Kev.
Whoa. the shirt is from, where did I get it? T-Fury, maybe? But I think you can get it at a variety of places online. You just Google it.
Robert Ramirez 92. Hey, guys. Which PS4 game would you recommend for someone to platinum that's getting started in 100% in games?
Oh, yeah. See, there it is.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Except for the glitches. Horizon's a really good platinum. That's achievable and going. I would say go back to PS3 and do Hannah Montana. It's 2 hours. You get the platinum. Shuhei Yoshida did it. Are you better than Shuhei Yoshida? He took my advice. Granted, we sent him the game, but I mean, it happened. Maybe that's... No, yeah, it was PS3. The Telltale ones are always easy to...
To platinum?
Rewarding, yeah, if they have a platinum. Yeah, yeah. So do Batman if it ain't broken.
If it ain't broken.
Big Scoots... 1283, ever been to the Portillo's in Elgin, Illinois? No, I've been to Elgin. My parents used to drag me out there to go to the Steam Show all the time. But there wasn't a Portillo's there when we were going there. So no. You like Portillo's?
I do. I have to not go as often as I would like because...
We die.
The nutritional facts are something you should never look at Portillo's.
You don't want to think about it ever, right?
No, definitely not. But the last time we went, did we go when we were...
VidCon?
No, I think it was GameStop Managers Conference.
Yep, there you go. I'm like, why am I in Anaheim? Yeah,
and GameStop. Tim introduced me to the...
Combo.
The combo, which I'd never tried before.
Yeah, Italian beef with the sausage inside. Fuck
so
yes.
So good.
Oh my God, yes. I didn't realize that's all Tim's ever eaten there. He's never
tried anything else?
I don't think he's ever gotten a hot dog. I don't think he's ever done just a beef. I think he does only the combo.
I've never had the combo.
That's
it's
crazy.
It's excellent.
That's crazy.
It's a lot of meat.
I always let you order for me. You ordered the 2 hot dogs and the...
Cheese fries. Beef. Okay. We'll get you free. Identity Zero, any new shows coming to Kinda Funny? As you know, we like to do announcements at Kinda Funny Live 3, so June 3rd, be there, kindafunny.com/KFL3. Be there.
Someone's asking me a question about Horizon, but it might be spoilery to answer it.
Go for it.
How long did you... So at
spoilers,
YT953 asks, how long did it take you to find all the power cells in Horizon, and actually, the power cells that you need for the special armor, for that ancient armory quest line, are all tied to main story missions. So I think they do that to try to gate you from getting it until much later in the game, because it does make you invincible, which is fantastic.
Don't you get like the first couple super easily?
Yeah.
Because I got the first three, I want to say. Out of nowhere in the beginning, I was like, oh, I have these now.
Yeah, well, that was the thing, I was collecting them, not knowing.
Gaining access to the room where the armor is the easy part. It's the unlocking the things that are holding it in place.
Right.
Those power cells in story missions.
I have, I need three more. So.
Yeah, you'll get them as you play through the story.
Yeah, so if you put off the main story until really late, you won't get the armor. So I would say, obviously, save the final mission until you're done doing all of your side stuff, but go through it, you know, at a reasonable pace, because you want that armor. It's really cool.
Well, that was the thing. When I was playing it before review or whatever beforehand, and when I found that thing, I was like, holy shit, that looks awesome. And that was the first time I reached out. I'm like, where are the powers? Yeah. They gave it to me. Oh, fuck, they're still coming up. I thought, it was just I could randomly go get them or whatever.
Yeah. Are these guinea pigs?
Yeah, I thought it was a fun clip that I just grabbed.
It's popping off Reddit today. I saw this on the way to work.
It's cute.
Jonas Salk 38 says, Andrew, who's your favorite Mass Effect squad mate?
Of all time?
We'll say all time, yeah.
Liara, hands down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's my fave. I love the biotic abilities, and I did romance her 3 times.
Oh. Yeah, you did.
I romanced her across all 3 original Mass Effect games. I did. Jacob was the first guy I ever romanced, because I started with Mass Effect 2, and then I went back and played Mass Effect, and then played the trilogy all the way through.
Liara as my
bae. But she's fun. She's really cool. Also really loved playing with Jack.
Oh, yeah, Jack's great.
She's cool.
Yeah.
And in this new game, I really liked playing with Jahl.
Oh, okay.
He was neat.
Yeah, in my playthrough, I had just gotten him, and so I don't have... He's like the one I'm like, I don't know much about you yet.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to restart.
It took me a while to warm up to him.
Yeah.
But I like him now, and PB's fun. It took me a while to warm up to PB, too, because she was really annoying. For the first couple of missions. And I was really disappointed in the human characters in Andromeda. I mean, I thought Kor was cool, but I thought Liam was a complete throwaway. I thought he was a waste of time.
Okay. Yeah.
And that was disappointing.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'll take it. I'll accept it. We're in sub-only mode. We've been for a little bit. Let me see what else we got here now. Loose Cannon EJ says, will Kinda Funny Live ever come to the East Coast? Kinda Funny, we'll do a live show, I'm sure, someday on the East Coast, but it won't be Kinda Funny Live. Kinda Funny Live is a huge production that takes months and months of planning and needs a whole bunch of set visits and this, that, and the blah, blah, blah. Doing that kind of show out there probably will never happen. However, going out there and doing a Game Over Greggy show live or something to that effect, yeah, that'll probably happen. But don't hold your breath. Come to Kinda Funny Live 3.
I'm going. It's going to be great.
Yep. And then final question. Darwin King says, what is Andrea up to now? How do you answer that question, freelance host?
Yeah, so it's, I'm a contractor, so I'm kind of like, I liken myself to like a mercenary, a gun for hire.
Sure.
You guys have seen me in a variety of places. I was most recently did that 1-2-Switch challenge on IGN.
Yeah.
Which was fun. Those kids are great over there. I'm working on something big I'm cooking up. I can't quite talk about it yet. But it's a project that me and some friends have talked about doing for a while, and we've never really did it, and now we're doing it, and I'm hopefully going to have something to announce very soon.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So everybody should pay attention to your Twitter, obviously.
Yeah, so Twitter is the best place to find all of my new announcements and what I'm, you know, rambling about on a day-to-day basis.
Which is usually Paragon.
Yeah, usually Paragon. They have a new gadget skin coming. They announced this morning. Looks so cool. Now I have to spend more money on that game. Thanks, Epic.
How many hours do you think you put into Paragon?
I've put almost 400 hours
into
Paragon.
Jesus fucking Christ. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome that you love it that much.
Yeah, I mean, the game is getting better all the time, and watching it from early access and being, you know, part of the founders group and seeing all of the changes they've made over the last year and a couple of months has been really fascinating. I've never really done early access before for obvious reasons. Most of the time what you're playing is pretty broken.
Yeah.
But playing a game that as it goes through, you know, closed alpha all the way through open beta is, you know, kind of a really neat process. And with a developer like Epic, who has such an amazing pedigree, it's been a really interesting process looking at everything that the devs are writing in the forums and how they're responding to people, the things that are changing and the risks that they're taking and how the community responds to those risks. And I love it. I don't know what it is about that game that just has me so hooked on it, but it's the first MOBA that I've ever gotten into.
That's awesome. I mean, when you find one that works, you know what I mean? That's the way it happens. Like for me, I always go back to not MOBA, but my first MMO was DC Universe Online, right? And like, none of the other ones worked, but to jump into that game and see the same thing where it was so rough in the beginning and how they fixed it and how they continue to make stuff with it. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny Morning Show each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We come to you with all the nerdy news you need to know about before giving away and jumping into the chat. Giving away a game and jumping into the chat. Just giving away. I don't know what the fuck that means. Jump in the chat to ask your questions, comments, and concerns. We're going to read subs before we get out of here. We're picking up at 11:09, so we missed some people because y'all are too good to us. Clinimus, here's to 7 months. Looking forward to seven more. Game delay. Always happy to see guests on the show. Makes my day better. Tomorrow, as you saw from the amazing graphic, Tim Schafer's on. And then Wednesday, Alexis Pence. Formerly Alexis Kazambalidis. And then Thursday and Friday, Kevin and Andy burn this fucker to the ground. I don't know what this shit that's going to look like, but enjoy. What's Ryan playing? Melty Drail, happy April. Hammerhead 9669, error can't be shown. Herbs Dung O Fed. John T. Drake, just subscribed. Thank you, John Drake. Raccoon Nook, 27 months. See how much I love you guys. Jeff XP00, 27 months. Where's the time gone? Reckless Angels, J Plaza 24. The Tech Mill, Rodo Elfaz 11. Hey guys, my acting classes are going really well. Thanks. Thank you guys for inspiring me to go on this journey.
Aw, that's nice.
The Real My Blade, Flashy Andy, 10 months, also hashtag Andrea Renee for fourth chair.
Aw.
We've been bringing her in more and more. The Emerald Archer, Canuno Alston 007, Tavares Games, I Heart All, Andrea Renee is the bomb.com. Agreed. Monk of Crunk. Bo-mangia. Bo. Heavy Metal, God, 666, the devil. Gas McCookie. Love you guys. Kevin, let us see your tube steak.
Gross.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I'm assuming it means your dick, but I don't know.
Oh, man, that's, no.
Okay. Tacky the Penguin. Is there any way to set your Twitch Prime to auto-renew? No. If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, you can give it to us, but they don't want it. They don't want, Amazon doesn't want you taking their money, so you have to remind yourself to do it every time.
Stop saying
go that. Get their money and give it to us, or someone else, or other people who are doing it.
Mostly us.
Mostly us. Marthentic, 28 months. We'd have three babies at this point. And then he does a winky emote face. Also, Andrea, please come back more. We heart you.
Yay, I heart you guys too.
Yay. Tigerhawks, Darkstar Nova, 28 months. Wow, heart, love you all. Edmonton, King C4 No, Wrestle Toys, The Haligonian, Joey Noel. Am I going to make you read this while I'm in the next room? Absolutely. Pineapple on pizza sucks.
Joey, yeah. No! I thought we were friends! Yeah. I love pineapple.
This shit's going to pop off on the Game Over Reggae show this week, too. If you thought we were through the roughest times for Kinda Funny, wait until the next civil war over pineapple and pizza is taken on the Game Over Reggae show this week. The Silent GMR Twitch Prime Goodies Reminder. You can get Injustice Ground Zero and Injustice Volume 1 comics via Comixology. Also RuneScape, because apparently it's 2004. Remember, yeah, Twitch Prime gives you a bunch of other stuff, including that. Jar_Mo. Fendozer. Arctic Warlocks. So my Prime just ran out. See, Kevin, it works. Andy's 30-second review was awesome. Edling. 7 months. Any update on flying the drone over the grumpy neighbors?
Do you think it's idling?
Probably. We all still friends? Yeah, the names I take a shot at, I just swing the fucking bat and get out. Like, whatever happens, happens. No update on the neighbors. They haven't made me smoke any more cigarettes. And they haven't yelled at us anymore.
They didn't make you smoke the cigarette.
Kevin, it was very clear. If I didn't smoke that, they were going to throw me over the railing, I think.
I mean, it's like a 15-foot drop. You would
have. I had to look cool. Can I look cool with the neighbors?
No,
for once?
Remember you kept coughing.
Oh, John T. Drake was in the chat.
Yeah, he's subscribed. He's a good guy. We like him. Oh. Hi, John. Oh, sorry. Hi, Greg. Robert Ramirez, 92. Yay! 6 months on this garbage truck on fire. Keep jacking it with that VO5. Jesus. Justin TL me. Day one listener, 4-time subscriber. Thanks, Amazon. P.S. excited and also very scared to start my first Persona. Ah! It's going to suck up your life. Shaken Not Stirred, Nameshin 186. Hey, Andrea, having been away from Mass Effect Andromeda for a while now, what are your overall feelings towards the game?
I think it's a good game. I think it has problems, but if you like Mass Effect, you should definitely give it a try. That's like the quickest way I can say that.
Sure, that's the nutshell, right? There's more on the Gamescast. You can see it soon. Yeah. Central Times Cudworth. Keep up the great work, guys. Is there still a dislike for Central Time folks, Kevin? Fucking Kevin.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, there is. Fuck you, Central Time people.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with the Central Time people. I grew up in Central Time, and
yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, then you both moved to the West Coast because it's the best coast.
Because we just wanted some more sun. That's all. We didn't want to shovel our driveways anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And you got used to Pacific Time. So there we go. We all
WrestleMania win. Ends, and I can still do things. It's not 3 a.m.
Same with like sports.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, we all agree Pacific Time is the best. Fuck Central Time.
Now, how do you feel about Eastern Time?
I mean, there's nothing I like about the East Coast, so.
Okay.
Nothing? Kay.
No. I've been there a couple times. New York's okay, but I went on like a very okay weather day. If the weather was bad, if it was hot and sticky, I would have been like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I feel like you're being really judgmental without much to judge.
No, yeah, I don't think so at all.
Flat Bill Phenom, cheers boys, keep up the good work. Dog 11798 Zyger. 1337. Hey, Greg. Hey, Andrea. I hope you both have an amazing day. I'm looking forward to kicking Greg's ass in Mario Kart 8 on Friday. Anyone else can sign up at kindoffunny.com/Mario Kart 2. Don't worry, Zyger. Don't worry, all right? Don't bother fucking talking about it. Everybody's going to be here to see it. Fucking just me on top of you. Pounding away. Beating you to death in Mario Kart. Baby Park. It's happening. You know it. Mystery Zombie, kind of funny as life. Kevin the Killer, sub for 2 months, woot! And does Chad know any cool tricks?
He can go Let's in see. His hole.
He can go in his hole.
I think Chad's coolest trick is that, no, he can't fit.
He can turtle?
He can't turtle. He can't turtle all the way. Wait.
There you go.
Oh. Yeah, he's turtling.
Oh, God. I don't think he likes people seeing in his hole.
Dun, 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 dun.
There it is. Mario 1, Mario 2. Beasley plays. Really? 10 months? That's it? Zyger, you suck. Parentheses. And obviously, Joey is awesome. Heart. Finally, a tip I can agree with.
Yep.
Audio Tech FX. Been with you since IGN. Sorry, I haven't been subscribed since then. No big deal. Is Tari. Keep being awesome, guys. Also, when's the Battle Royale for the kind of funny Nintendo World Championship number one contender? One fight at a time.
We need to do that. I'm excited for that.
I know, because Nick absconded with the belt. Now he's in Austin with it. I'll never see it again. Sir Belf. Shadow Next Gen. Mario Not Bros. 13. Taylor Swift's Lucky Number Kappa. Anyways, y'all have been absolutely killing it lately, including Andrea Hart. Thank you. We feel like we're doing some of our best work. Josh E. Stevens. Krat 4. Yay! The Next Jordan. He subscribed for 27 months. Says, $140 well spent. Rest in peace, Colin. Not dead. I think he just put up a new video today on Colin's last stand, but okay.
His best video so far.
Kevin thinks it's his best video so far. Let us know in the chat what you think. JDSAVEDRA says, JBJHFUDKJGKJCDKSKJGJXVJVKD.
I would have had more respect for that response if he had put an actual word in the middle.
Oh.
Maybe he didn't. He just read through it.
Nope. I can see it now. There's no word there.
Get busy. Awesome to see Andrea again. Keep doing what y'all do. Shout out to Joey, Andy, and our mods. Much love. I agree with everything you just said. BenBear50. Amazon ran thanks to reminding me. Amazon ran thanks for reminding me.
Ran out, baby.
No, because he's for whatever. Switch for Zelda or PS4 for Horizon.
Like they have to choose.
I mean,
to
he's
buy
saying,
a Switch to play Zelda or to buy a PS4 to play Horizon.
I guess so. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You buy the PS4 because there's four more games to
play.
I was gonna
say the library is way more fleshed out.
You can wait to buy your Switch until more games come out.
Yeah, like Mario Kart.
I mean, that's a
Deluxe.
No-brainer. And the PS4 doubles as a Blu-ray player, and you can watch Hulu Spotify's and Netflix on there.
You got Amazon, WWE Network.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, do that. And then final tip, or sub, comes from Scott. That's a good name. It wasn't Scott traditional, it was S.
S-K-O-T.
Yeah. Whatever. Andrew, thank you for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had a great time.
You know you're welcome here anytime. We love having you.
Aw, thanks,
Whenever
guys.
You announce your project, you got to come by and tell us what the project is.
I would love to.
Okay, good. Anything to plug before you go? We kind of did it on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, we did it already. I mean, watch the games cast.
Yeah, that's going live. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames. Or it's up on Patreon right now if you want to go give us a couple bucks. Get it for free. But if you don't, that's cool. Just keep taking Amazon's money. Remember how much money they've taken from you. Just remember that. Think about how much money you've given them. Take some of that back and give it to us like the Goonies would. Kevin! Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.